Shalom today's daf yomi is Yevamos daf ayin Yevamos 70, and we're going to start the new chapter, the eighth chapter of Maseches Yevamos, the chapter that is called Ha'aral, the one who is uncircumcised. And the first line of the Mishnah is Ha'aral v'chol ha'tameim, an uncircumcised person, an Aral, and all those who are tamei, meaning to say that a Kohen who has become tamei, how has the Kohen become tamei? So let's say he touched a dead body, or he touched a nevela, or he became a zav or metzora. So all these categories make the Kohen tamei. So therefore, lo yochu b'truma, they're not allowed to eat from the truma. What kind of uncircumcised person are we referring to? So Rashi here, and this is a position Rashi consistently takes throughout Shash, Rashi says, Kohen shemesu achav machmas mila. We're talking about a Kohen who's uncircumcised, even though he has good reason to be uncircumcised, because he has two brothers who died via the circumcision. And so therefore, we're not going to circumcise him, because he has brothers who died as a result of a condition, let's say hemophilia, and so it's very dangerous to circumcise him. But Rashi nevertheless says that such a person is still not allowed to eat from the truma, whereas Tosos Yeshanim argues with this Rashi, and also other Tosos throughout Chas argue with this Rashi, and they say that if that's the case, it's not an obligation to circumcise him. Tosos Yeshanim writes, V'lim nera de'im kein, that if the reason why he's not circumcised is because he has brothers who are not circumcised, then if that's the case, because he has brothers who died during circumcision, ain't a mitzvah mu'ah, there's no commandment to circumcise him. And so therefore, he goes into the category of an anus, of somebody who is excused. And so therefore, it's like he's prior to the eighth day. Such a person who's prior to the eighth day of his existence, he's not obligated to be circumcised yet. And so therefore, that's how Tosos understands this case, that the Aro is not referring to somebody whose brothers died during circumcision, but it refers specifically to, this is how Tosos Yeshanim says, it refers specifically to somebody who is an apostate, who intentionally decides he doesn't want to circumcise. So those cases, they're not allowed to eat in the truma. But neshehen v'avdehen yochu b'truma. However, their wives and their servants are allowed to eat from the truma. Rashi says the reason is because of their areus, because of the fact that they are not circumcised, or because of the fact of their tuma, of their ritual impurity, unafki mikol kohanim. But they have not exited from the category of kohanim. It's just that they themselves are mechasri takanta. They themselves are lacking a takana, but they're still within the category of kohanim, and so therefore their wives and their slaves are able to eat from the truma. However, petsua daka o kru shivcha, but let's say there's a Kohen who is petsua daka. Petsua daka or krush shivcha. This refers to somebody whose testicles are wounded or crushed, and the Gemara is going to discuss this later on in our chapter. Such a person is not allowed to marry a Jewish woman. It's a biblical prohibition, and so therefore, hein vavadehen yochu. So, however, they and their slaves can eat from the truma, and the reason is because such a Kohen has not lost a person, just from the fact that he's a Petsua Daka or a Kru Shivcha, he has not lost his rights as a Kohen. And so therefore his slaves can also eat it, but he's not allowed to marry. And so therefore, Nesheyen lo yochel, that their wives cannot eat from the Truma, because from the fact that she's not allowed to be with this man, so therefore she has become what's called a Chalala, and so therefore she's prohibited to be with him, and so therefore she's not allowed to eat from the Truma. Rashi writes, Nesheyem shapatsua da'akul krushivcha lo yochu deshavya chalala v'biyasam, because they became disqualified when they had the relations. Sharei nev'olo l'fasol upsula, that she had the relations with somebody who was disqualified to her. But However, if after he became a krushivcha or petsuadaka, after his testicles were wounded, then he never had relations with her again, and he had married her prior to that, then under those circumstances, they are allowed to eat from the truma. And so says the Mishnah. What is the category of this petsuadaka or krushivcha? Ve'ezehu petsuadaka. What is this category that's called a petsuadaka? Kol shenivtzu abeitzim shelo vafilo achas mehen. So it means anybody who has his testicles wounded, even if only one of them was wounded, then he's not going to be allowed to marry anybody else. And so therefore, therefore, that's the category. If he has his testicles are wounded, again, the Gemara is going to discuss this later on in our chapter on Daf Ayin Hay. And what is the krus shifcha? What does that mean? Somebody who has the krus shifcha, kol shen nechras hagid, anyone who's gid, this is the member of the male, if that was cut, but if you have remaining from the crown of the member, even like the thread of a hair, then kosher, then he is going to be able for marriage, and as long as he has that, it's going to be okay. Rashi says, "Shenichras me'atar ve'elech kosher, da'hasam bishra ba'almahu v'lo gid." So basically, if the cut on it was, as long as you have a portion of the crown of the member, then you're going to be able to be kosher and to marry into the congregation.